Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. Soldiers attack Palestinian villagers and injure a pregnant woman. Meanwhile, troops kidnap civilians and do drone invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Wednesday at dawn 12 Palestinians in different parts of occupied West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem after storming various communities and searching homes. On Tuesday night, four Palestinians have been injured by Israeli army fire in Ya'bud town, south of the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Local sources said that several military jeeps invaded the town and clashed with scores of local youths. The soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition, wounding four young men, one seriously, while dozens suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. In occupied Jerusalem on Wednesday, soldiers demolished the entrance of a cave used by a Palestinian family that Israel demolished its home in Silwan town south of Al-Aqsa Mosque. The soldiers also kidnapped Khalid and Fahmi Azir, who lives with their families in the cave, and violently assaulted them, causing various cuts and bruises. Earlier on Wednesday, the army demolished a home in Salah ad-Din Street in occupied East Jerusalem, rendering eight family members homeless. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers assaulted a pregnant woman, causing internal bleeding as they demolished several structures at Khashim ad-Dajani and al-Khair villages near the southern West Bank district of Hebron. A large military force invaded Khashim ad-Dajani village and demolished a cave, an external toilet, sheds and barns, and homes belonging to three residents. Soldiers also invaded al-Khair village and demolished a clay oven used by residents and violently assaulted several Palestinians, causing cuts and bruises. Troops also attacked a pregnant woman, causing her internal bleeding before she was rushed to local hospital. The soldiers said that settlers from the nearby illegal Karmiel settlement are annoyed by the wood smoke of the oven. This is the third time the soldiers demolished the clay oven this week alone. The attack led to clashes between invading soldiers and local youth, and the soldiers attempted to kidnap a Palestinian, but the residents managed to prevent the arrest. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, October 29th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmawi, Amin, Rassam Panoura.